Bulgaria's foreign minister, Solomon Passy, spoke in favor of the United States shifting some of its NATO trips from Germany east to Bulgaria, which hopes to join the Western Defense Alliance next year. Mr. Passy told an audience at the Woodrow Wilson Center that while Bulgaria hasn't been asked to accept a permanent U.S. force, such a move seems like a good idea.
We haven't received formal proposal, and we haven't discussed such a question. But moving bases from one place to another in Europe, having in mind the changes of the threats, is really something logical.
Mr. Passy spoke in favor of the U.S. position in demanding the disarmament of Iraq and outlined measures that Bulgaria has taken to support a possible U.S. military strike against Iraq.
We offer air corridor, free overflight for the Allied forces. We offer an air force base in Burgas, as we did for Enduring Freedom operation. And we shall send a unit of 150 troops of anti-nuclear, biological and chemical protection.
Bulgaria's defense minister, speaking at the same forum, said Sofia places equal priority on joining NATO and the European Union. Earlier this month, Bulgaria infuriated French President Jacques Chirac when it joined nine other former communist nations in endorsing the tough Iraq stance of the United States and Britain instead of the softer French and German position. Mr. Chirac has berated the Bulgarians and Romanians, saying their action has jeopardized their chances of joining the EU. Mr. Passy is unapologetic about the dispute and turned aside questions by emphasizing the strong historic ties between France and Bulgaria. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.